Following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Yes, sir. It's that time of the week for Sportsmanlike Conduct. I'm your host, Dez Clark, along with my hired guns, Paul Fresh Clark and Lester Scudder Davis. How you guys doing?
Doing good, man.
Yeah, we doing good, Dez. You trying to blow that burr down here to Florida, man. You got to keep it up your way.
Keep it right back up there.
Hey, you know what, man? I talked to a few people in Florida this weekend, and all I had to say is y'all soft. It's 50 degrees. Come on, man.
Man, I did. I ain't going to tell you no lie. I saw women in boots, kids in coats, and old folks in furs this morning.
And it ain't getting no lower than 45. But, you know, it's been warm up here than it has been down there. It was up to 70 up here today.
Wow. Hey, that's good football weather.
Yeah, it is good football weather. Hopefully we had that kind of weather on Sunday when we faced the Minnesota Vikings, one of our arch rivals that we're trying to keep down in the cellar down there, trying to keep them down there with Detroit. It's an interesting game for us because if we could win this game, they're sitting at 3-6. We're sitting at 6-3, right there with the Green Bay Packers at the top of the heap, and we got ourselves set up for a nice playoff run.
Yeah, Dez, and that's all in the making. You guys pulled this victory out. Your destiny is basically in your hands. And Minnesota, they dropped the ball. They're basically out of there. You guys have a little bit more wiggle room than they have. So I just hope you guys are preparing well, having a good week of practice, and you guys can go ahead and pull out the victory on Sunday, man.
Well, and talking about Minnesota, you know, I said last week if they lost, the coach there would be the first one to get fired. Lester Scudder Davis said that it would be his coach from the Dallas Cowboys to get fired. And Lester, we don't say this too many times, but we're going to say this time you was right.
And it sure feels good to finally be right, fellas. But, hey, the writing was on the wall. It was just, I mean, how long? That's the question I ask myself. Why did it take Jerry so long to do this? Because there wasn't no turnaround. The team had quit on the man 4 weeks ago. So it was how long?
Well, hey, one thing about it, Scudder, Jerry, I think out of all the coaches he's had, he was really faithful to Wade Phillips. He didn't do Wade Phillips like he'd done some of the other coaches in the past. I think he gave Wade Phillips enough rope to hang himself, and he couldn't hold on. The players wasn't responding anymore, and you see what happened.
Yeah, and let me say this. I actually think Jerry didn't, you know, deep in his heart, he really don't want to fire away because he's such a nice guy, but that's the problem. He's too nice of a guy for the Cowboys, and that's the problem. So he had to let him go, man.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't really go with the whole notion he was too nice. Some of that stuff is up to the players also because the same thing was going on around here. Love is too nice. So what you want a guy that's going to yell and holler and scream and cuss and do all that? Hey, we've seen some of those guys not make anything happen either. So and you can have that dictator like you have over in Cleveland, and you see how the last two seasons been turning out for them. So it's just I think it's more of he just lost the team. The team wasn't responding to him. I don't think it's just because he's nice or anything like that. But the question is, they turned it over to Garrett down there. And now the question is he the right guy for the job?
And I'm going to tell you, Dez, turned it over to another nice guy. Jarrett would not be there alone. Matter of fact, I'm dusting off my resume. I might as well go down there. But another nice guy coming.
Yeah, man. I think it's gonna be a mess down there. But you know, he was supposed to be the guy that took over anyway. That's why he stayed there and then take the other job offers over the last couple of years that he was offered because he was the man in waiting. Now, is he a lame duck or is he the coach of the future?
Well, this is what we finna see. he got a free reign, or the season is already flushed down the toilet, so he has nothing to lose. So if he got enough guts and, you know, to let it hang out, he could actually get win him a job, or Jason Garrett right here.
But, it's, I mean, what you call winning a job, Scudder? What can he salvage from this season?
Well,
what can he possibly do?
What are they, 1-6?
Yes, 1-7.
If he can get them to, you know, 6-10 or 7-9, you know, I think that gets him the job.
Do you?
Yeah, I really do.
Really?
You know, maybe 8-8. You know, it's foreseeable.
Oh, there you go. He's going too far. He said 8-8.
Yeah.
I'm trying to paint a silver line for these guys, but, boy, do they want it? That's the question. I want it for them, but do they want it?
Hey, let's get it out to the phone line. Let's get Glenn on, calling from Florida. How you doing, Glenn?
Hey, Dez. How you going?
I'm doing pretty good.
Can I hear Home Park in the background, too?
That's me, Glenn. That's me. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well, and y'all are already talking exactly about the thing I was calling about. And to hear someone refer to Jerry Jones as a nice guy, the guy that got rid of the icon, Tom Landry?
No, we didn't refer to him as a nice guy. We didn't refer to the owner as being a nice guy. We were talking about the coach that got fired as a nice guy.
Okay. I thought they were saying that he was too nice, that Jerry Jones was thinking he was too nice. Well,
no.
Who do you think the coach is needed to right the Cowboys ship? Because wasn't it just a year ago, or in the last couple of years, they were thinking that the Cowboys were going to be contending for the NFC Championship, and now they can barely fight their way out of a paper bag?
No, they just thought that 7 weeks ago. That wasn't a year or two ago. That was 7 weeks ago when everybody thought that.
Yeah.
And
you
had
think the guy
Blessing
that they have now is going to be the man? I mean, I heard you saying, but is he the right guy for the future?
I don't know. I don't know. And Lester brought up a good point. We got to see what he can do with this team for the rest of this year, because obviously they're not responding. When you look at their team, it's full of talent, probably the most talent in the NFL. So there's no reason why they should be 1-7 at this point. But besides the simple fact that they're not playing up to the capabilities, whether it's the X's and O's, or like Lester say, the Jimmys and the Joes. It's one of the two. And I don't think it's the Jimmys and the Joes so much as just being motivating the Jimmys and the Joes to get out there and do it.
Exactly.
Well, I agree. I just remember the first few games, they were very close in all their games. They didn't lose a single game by more than 7 points, and they could have easily been undefeated for their first five games, and then the last couple of games, they've just been blown out of the water.
Hey, Glenn, let me ask you a question. Who do you suggest the Cowboys try to get to come in to right the ship?
Well, the thing about it is it's almost like they need to think outside the box and go outside of the NFL. They've tried. Jerry Jones has brought in, Bill Parcells, and you talk about the antithesis of a nice guy. I would think that would be Bill Parcells. I don't know if they get any rougher or gruffer, but, you know, still a top-notch coach. But it seems like the NFL just recycles coaches, whether they are winners or not. You know, they could be 1-15, and someone's still going to pick them up somewhere. I would love for them to reach out on the college level and try that.
Hey, we appreciate the call, Glenn. Made some good points there. Go to the college level. That's a possibility. But to bring the tuner back in there, I don't think that's going to happen. It was the reason why he left in the first place. And when we talk about Jimmys and Joes, to get off subject a little bit, we got some young Jimmys and Joes that we want to talk about that are stepping up in the NFL now, and really the next generation of players. We talked about this a few months ago before the season started, about some of the young guys who we thought was going to step up this year. I know it's one guy in particular that I talked about was Arian Foster. He's leading the NFL right now. I didn't think he was going to do this good, but I thought that in that system down there in Houston that he would be a good player, and he's turned out to be a great player, at least for this year for us. Who are some of the guys that you had back when we talked about this that's really stepping up as your young guns?
One of my young guns got me bust out all over this show, man. I told you guys from the beginning, Mr. Colt McCoy, whenever he made his debut in the NFL, he would be average or above average quarterback, and you guys said wait and see. I spoke highly on him. I spoke highly on Shipley also. Colt McCoy, 14 for 19, 174 yards in the Cleveland Browns' victory over the New England Patriots. I like Colt McCoy. He's a proven winner, always have been, and I think he'll be a fine NFL quarterback.
I think Jordan Shipley is having a pretty decent year out there also with the Cincinnati Bengals. They're not winning many games, but they are having he's having a pretty good year as that third receiver out there. Lester, who was a couple of the guys that you had coming into this conversation
a month ago? Both of you guys know I'm impartial to all Florida guys, and Aaron Hernandez over there in New England, man, I'm very thrilled what he's been doing over there for Tom Brady. Excuse me. He seems like he picked up the NFL concept very quickly, and I guess that's easy to do when you're playing with a guy like Tom Brady or heck, Tom Brady or Peyton Manning, you know. Another guy, two kids I like fresh. I know you was going to talk about your Tampa boys, but I'm impressed with Josh Freeman. I think he's got a lot of upside.
And Les, we'll let you get into a couple of those guys when we come back. You're listening to Superbike Conduct. I'm Dez Park along with Lester Davis, Paul Fresh Park. We'll be right back.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
The Sports Mavericks Show redefines the elite athlete by bridging the gap between parents, athletes, and the community. Host Ida Moyet, a.k.a. the Oprah of sports, brings to the Voice America Network original programming, balancing the pursuit of academic excellence and sports participation. The Sports Mavericks Show airs every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. Listeners will be engaged in straightforward talk, spontaneous and unscripted, by the experts. Ida and her guests will explore the challenges of success and failure in sports and will help athletes and their parents navigate the transition from high school, college, and then on to the pros. We put fun back into sports and recognize role models in sports through our Sports Mavericks All-Star Award program. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with Ida Moyet and the Sports Mavericks Show right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Get ready to go inside the minds and behind the scenes with the top professional athletes, celebrities, and music entertainers. It's a sports show like no other.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real with former NFL wide receiver Jairus McIntyre is real talk with in-depth interviews, topical discussions, and a whole lot of comedy. You'll hear from the entertainers, the athletes, and the fans.
Keeping it real.
Keeping it real with Jairus McIntyre is broadcast live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time, on the Voice America Sports Channel.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need a bitch's ass and then move on.
Think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to Sportsmanlike Conduct with Dez Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis. If you want in on the action, please call into the show at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Now, back to Sportsmanlike Conduct.
Go and check out the website, www.sportsmanlikeconduct.com. Read the latest blogs from me, from Fresh, from Scudder. Get in on the action on our chat sessions in there. Just check out a lot of good stuff on there, and I hope you go to it. Fellas, we're talking about the young guns in the NFL, and I know, Lester, you want to finish up a thought that you had about a couple guys that you was talking about.
Well, and also, you know, I don't want to steal Fresh Thunder because I know he's a highlight is Tampa Bay kids, but Matt Ryan and Joe Flacco. I mean, we talk about these two, and I think these two quarterbacks will be the closest things we'll see to Manning and Brady once those guys get, you know, but Manning and Brady got a lot of more football, but those two kids, you know, wow, for the next 15 years, man, they're going to put up some nice numbers, I believe.
Man, I hope they can play for 15 years. That would mean that they'll be in there for 17. And those two guys are facing each other this week, actually, a game that we're going to highlight a little bit later on. But first, on the defensive side of the ball, you know, a guy like Clay Matthews had 10 sacks last year and made it to the Pro Bowl. He already have 10.5 sacks this year. Brian Orakpo with 7 sacks. Cameron Wake with 8.5 sacks. We got a guy like Gerard Mayo who's leading the league in tackles with 96. All these young guys in their first or second year or third year, these are the guys that are going to take over the NFL here in the next couple of years. Do it look good for these guys to be those next stars, Fresh? Are these superstars in the making?
Some of them are this. Clay Matthews, he definitely is. These guys are the superstars in the making. But the thing about the NFL, as you see, it's just a parody now with so many ball players. And I'm glad you jumped on the defensive side of the ball. You can't forget about my cornerback down here in Tampa is going to take over and run their ball. But there's Aqib Talib with 5 interceptions, tied for second place in the NFL.
Yeah, he's looking really good. Earl Thomas, you know, he has 4 interceptions. But we had a chance to play against Earl Thomas. And what I seen from Earl Thomas, well, I don't – look at him as one of these next guys to take over. He's not a physical guy. He doesn't want to get dirty. He doesn't want to tackle. He just want to run around and play the pass. And as a safety, you got to put your nose in there at some point. But he also has 4 interceptions. And I guess he's playing good football. He does have he's credited with 39 tackles. But I just didn't like what I seen from him with the physical standpoint of the game.
Yeah, so, what about your Wake Forest brother, Alphonso Smith for Detroit? He's also tied with 2nd in interceptions in the NFL. Alphonso Smith.
Yes, he is. And the funny thing about that is that he got released from Denver, and as a 2nd round pick last year, and now he's on his 2nd team. And the funniest thing about that, did you see when he had the pick and he scored a touchdown and he broke out into the Carlton dance?
Right. That was hilarious. You know, only somebody from Pahokee would do something like that.
Somebody from the crib. Hey, let's get it back to the phone lines, and let's get Mark on from North Idaho. How you doing, Mark?
Hi, Des. I just wanted to say hi. And what's the offense lately? Because you haven't been playing.
No, I haven't been playing. I've been, we played 8 games. I've been inactive for 4. 1 game, I didn't even play an offensive snap. So it's just one of those things, man, where they don't think that I'm one of the best 45 to put out there on game day to try to help this team win.
I got to tell you, mate, you're the best blocker we've got.
I appreciate that. I appreciate the kind remarks. I still feel like I play pretty good football myself, Mark.
Yeah, I know you do, mate. You told me online once that you had a bad neck injury. What's that? Is that concussion or anything?
No, it was a minor neck injury that I had last Thursday. Nothing that would have kept me out of the game if I was going to suit up. But I'll be back out there on the practice field tomorrow, 100% going strong and doing what I do and giving the defense a look next week or this week.
Well, I think you're the best tight end we got on the team.
I appreciate that.
You're better than Olsen and all that. Could you just give a big shout-out for the Bear Down UK crew, as you can tell them from England?
Oh, yes. I was trying to figure that out.
Yeah. Long-time Bears fan, but I'm from England.
Okay, yeah. Big shout-out to all the UK Bears fans. And maybe one of these days we'll get over there and get to play in that game over in London. We haven't been chosen to play in that game. I would love to go over there and spend a couple of days over there and see the sights and also play a good football game over there.
Yeah. Well, what about playing over there? Do you think it's going to be the distance? Is going to be anything traveling over there?
One more time.
Do you think about the distance traveling to London? Is it going to be a problem for players?
Hey, thank you for the call and the questions. But, you know, both teams have to travel over there. So both teams have to do the same thing. They have to go through the same travel regimen and spend the same time on a plane. So unless it's one East Coast team and one West Coast team, so you're throwing another 4 hours for one team. But usually I bet the teams get over there way ahead of schedule to actually get acclimated to that. So I don't think that'll be an issue with actually traveling over there. Jumping off that for a minute, and like I say, Mark, I thank you. I thank you for being a fan of mine and a fan of the Chicago Bears. We was talking a little bit about who are the best teams in the NFL. Every team has played at least 8 games. We're right in the middle of the season right now. After this week, there's no more bye weeks. Lester, if you got to say who are your top 5 teams right now, where would you put them? You know what? No, let's start from the bottom and go up. Who are the worst teams in the NFL, your 5 worst teams?
Okay, the Buffalo Bills, the Cincinnati Bengals, the Dallas Cowboys, the San Francisco 49ers. I hate to say that, but they are. And I think that's 5, isn't it? And the Carolina Panthers. Those are my 5.
Yeah, I would put Buffalo definitely number 1 and Carolina right behind them. Mm-hmm. Even though they beat San Francisco, I believe they're a better team. But Dallas is right there before San Francisco, and then I got Cincinnati sitting at the 28th best team in the league.
And that's sad. And that's really sad.
Wow. Because I got your Cowboys dead last.
Yeah, they are what they are.
They are America's team. They huff and puff and don't blow nothing down.
Nothing.
Yeah, but can you put them dead last when they have that kind of talent? I mean, you look at a Carolina and Buffalo, and you know these two teams don't have a chance to win many games. At least Dallas, if they could right the ship, they have the athletes on that team to actually get another 4, 5, 6 victories in the last half of the season.
Yeah, they can, Diz, but the Dallas Cowboys, they fit with a lot of potential, and as we've been saying since the show begun, potential gets you fired.
Yeah, and they did get fired, but I'd rather have some potential than no potential at all, and that's why I see Buffalo and Carolina. But when you think about the next tier of teams, the next 5 teams, you know, this Denver team, it could be good, but then they never seem to win. They put up a lot of big numbers. They score a lot, but they don't win many games. And I got them sitting at number 27 with the Detroit team sitting at 26. And I really like this Detroit team. I think they are really better than 26, but you are what your record say you is. So I got them at number 26 with Cleveland at number 25. Arizona, a team that, you know, if they wasn't playing in the NFC West, they might not win the amount of games that they're probably going to win because they're playing in that conference, that division out there. And then the Minnesota Vikings sitting at 3-5 for us. That's how I got the next 5 teams. What you at with those?
Dez, with the next 5 teams, I would have the Jaguars. Then I would have the Redskins, the Bears, and the Dolphins.
Jacksonville is a 4-4 team, and the Bears are a 5-3 team. And you telling me you got those two teams both under a San Diego and a St. Louis?
Well, no, you've already done the 25 through 20.
No, I want to know where you at with those same
areas. Same 25 through 30, right?
No, 27 through 23.
Okay, 27 through 23. All right, 27, the Lions. 26, the Bengals. 25, the Rams. 24, the Vikings. And 23, the Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Yep.
Lester, where you at with these teams?
I like all those ones you just said. I kind of like I'm going to go from 23 to 18, okay?
No, go from 27 to 23.
Oh, 27 to 23? Well, I'm going to tell you what. I like I'm going to go at the Jaguars right there at 27. No, I'm sorry. I'm going to go with the what team I'm trying to think of?
The Lions.
The Lions, that's what I'm man, and I want what I'm trying to get to. I want to agree with Dad. I think the Lions up and coming, but they just playing in a hard division. Let's go with the Lions, the Vikings, Jaguars, Bengals. I think the Bengals better than they are. And I need one more?
Yes, sir.
Oh, shoot. Did I say the 49ers? Oh, they was already mother.
Yeah, they on. They way back.
Shoot, I'm going to have to go with Cleveland. I think they're better than what they are, but shoot, they 3-5, but they two. They got a good chance.
Yeah, I like this Cleveland team a whole lot, especially what they did. Well, I'm sorry, this Cleveland team is a team that I don't like a whole lot, even though that they beat this New England team pretty bad this last week. Peyton Hillis is playing good football right now. I mean, who got the best out of that trade out of Denver and Cleveland looking back at it? Denver got a quarterback that they're never going to use, and Cleveland got their future running back out there. I would say Cleveland got the best out of that deal, Fresh.
Yeah, I would second that deal, that Cleveland got the best out of that deal. The future Mike Allstott running all over people.
Yeah, sir. And what Denver got is, like I say, a team, a guy who is never going to play. They're probably going to end up cutting him next year for cap room and whatnot, because he's still on that rookie contract and due to make a lot of money here in the next year or so. And that all depends on the CBA and everything else that has come along with next season, when we have a next season, if we have a next season. But we're going to have a next segment, and we're going to keep this thing rolling with our power rankings when you come back and listen to Sportsmanlike Conduct. I'm Dennis Clark, along with Lester Scudder Davis and Paul Fresh Clark.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
They need a bitch's ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
Don't miss the show that gives you exclusive access to your favorite pro athletes off the field and in our communities. Join host Nick Murphy for Heroes Radio. Hear it directly from the source as we take you behind the scenes with your favorite stars. It's sports, community, entertainment, and fun. And it's all part of Heroes Radio. Tune in Friday afternoons at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific, only on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Get ready to talk sports with someone who definitely has an opinion, but respects yours as well. The beginning of every week is Crunch Time with Keenan Howery. We'll talk about what happened this weekend and what to look forward to next weekend. Keenan and his guests are ready to discuss the issues with you about football and sports in general. It's Crunch Time with Keenan Howery, every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, on the Voice America Sports Channel. And make your voice heard.
Have we got a high-energy, all-access sports show for you? It's Outside the Huddle, starring Lemont Williams with co-host John Inglesby. Each week, join Lemont and John as they take callers, discuss the week's top stories in the world of sports, and sit down with active and former players to discuss their transition from sports to business. Outside the Huddle is a great resource for players making career transitions both on and off the field. Tune in Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, and 5 Pacific for Outside the Huddle on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to Sportsmanlike Conduct with Des Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis. If you want in on the action, please call into the show at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Now, back to Sportsmanlike Conduct.
This is your host, Lester Scudder Davis, Paul Fresh Clark, and I'm Des Clark. And we're talking about the power rankings midway through the season. What do you see the teams? This is what we see the teams. Right now I got the teams from bottom up: Buffalo, Carolina, Dallas, San Francisco, Cincinnati, Denver, Detroit, Cleveland, Arizona, Minnesota. Right now we're talking from 22 to 18 going in reverse order. I have the St. Louis Rams sitting at 22nd, sitting at 4-4. I actually like this team. I didn't expect this much from this team coming in, but I actually like this team. I think they're probably going to end up with a 500 record or better. 21, Seattle, a team that they're probably not as good as their record say because they're playing that weak conference out there, but I still like them. A team that I do like is this Jacksonville team. You know, nobody expects a whole lot out of these guys either, but they're still fighting, battling, and scratching down there, and their tight end is putting up big numbers, 7 touchdowns already. Washington is a team that's on the brink of just sitting on the fence, and most of these teams are just like Houston sitting at number 18 for me. You really don't know what these teams have right now. Fresh, where's your number 22 to 18?
22, Diz, I have the Minnesota Vikings with the Randy Moss saga coming in. I just don't know how much Favre have left in the tank, but if he play like he did Sunday, they can be a team to reckon with. 21, the St. Louis Rams. Don't know what the quarterback situation is going to hold up all year because this young rookie, he can play. The Bears at the 20th pick for me. The Bears, they're kind of up and down. They can, you know, do the best of them with the best of them with the defense, but still kind of unsure with the Cutler, with my CPP, Cutler Protection Plan. The 19th pick, I have the Redskins. Of course, you know, the Redskins, they're talented just like the Cowboys, but still kind of unsure about which way they're going to head with all the stuff going on with the coaching. 18, the San Diego Chargers, Des, because they always start slow and finish fast.
I'm with you right there with the San Diego Chargers. But let's get with Big Dan Millen. Get him on here on hold. How you doing, Big Dan?
Hey, fellas. It's Scudder, Paul, Dez. Everything going good, I hope? It's
Big
okay.
Dan.
Everything is great, Big Dan. Tell us what's going on in your land.
You got the toughest game, my man. The Minnesota-Chicago game, I think, is the toughest one next to the Tennessee-Miami. The Baltimore-Atlanta game, that's going to be another tough game. And Seattle, if they ever come out of there, really Seattle, you know,
really?
They're going to be, yeah, what they got to show it this week.
Yeah, they do. And that's one of the teams I say that's kind of sitting on the fence right now. You don't know whether they're good or bad. I'm going to probably go to the bad side just because of the NFC West out there, not a real strong conference. They could both of their schedule with a couple wins, a couple easy wins out there.
Hey, Diz, I was quoting you here about, you have to hit different positions in different ways. We're going back to that definition of the hit. You know, all these new rules, Des, it sounds like you're kind of still not too happy about the clarification on fines and suspensions. What do you have to say about that?
Sound like you've been reading a blog or two.
Yeah.
No, the only thing that I really don't like is that, like Troy Polamalu said, There is one man making all these decisions. It needs to be some input on where we draw the line at with all of the fines. You know, you can't fine a guy $75,000 and then come back and you just fine them $5,000 for the same exact thing a few weeks ago. It's got to be some kind of balance in there. And then it has to be a committee to make these decisions, and it's got to be some kind of uniformity in that you just can't pull out a number out of a hat and say, okay, that's what we're going to go with just arbitrarily. No, it needs to be some kind of fine system that goes into that. And if you don't have that, then, you know, what kind of precedence can one man set? How you feel about that, Scudder?
Well, you're right, man, because Fresh, and I'm going to say what Fresh been saying all the way, Warden Goodell. You know, he got all the doggone power, and it ain't right, man. And some more people got to have a say what's going on in that situation. So, and I'm agree with the players. I'm going to back you guys 100% on this one.
All right, you talking about power. Let's get back to these power rankings. Where are you at sitting from 22 to 18, Scudder?
Well, I like Seattle in the 22 spot, and at 21, the Rams. And back to Seattle with both of those. Both of those out there in the West, and they look like the best two teams out there, and they're going to be battling all the way down to the end. Jacksonville holding tough at 20. Old stinking Redskins, my wife's team, at 19. And the Minnesota Vikings at 18.
Oh, I like it. You know what? We got Big Dan Miller back on. He said he had one more question. Dan, go ahead and shoot that question to us.
Yes, I did. Oh, yes. Besides Paul and the Bears at 20th, really? No, I had one more. Today is the last day we're going to be talking about the Cowboys the rest of the season. They're done. It's too many penalties. You know, they're going to finish out the season with Wade Phillips. But, and it's a big but, excuse me, he won't be there at camp. That's my prediction there.
Well, Wade Phillips already gone. He's already gone. So Jason Garrett is
out
there.
I mean, he's out of there. It's a big but.
Yeah, we appreciate that, Dan. Yeah, Wade Phillips already gone. Jason Garrett is the man who's going to be there. Will he be there next all season is the question. Fresh, from 17 to 13, who do you have sitting in those positions?
From 17, I'm going with your up-and-coming star, Dez, running back Foster with the Texans. 16, I'm going with the two-headed monster down south, man, with the Miami Dolphins. These guys just have to catch a break losing all of these games and sitting at 4-4. The Chiefs rounding out my 15th pick out there at Arrowhead Stadium. They probably have the best game day barbecue in all of NFL sports. And when they have so much young talent, all those first-round draft picks are finally coming to pass. The 14th pick, I'm going with Al Davis and the Oakland Raiders. They finally sold out a game in how many years? I forget, but that's the first time they've been on TV in Oakland, and God knows when. The 13th pick, my Buccaneers, with the youngest team in the NFL. They're learning how to win slowly, but they'll be a team to reckon with it season's end.
Scott, how you see 17 to 13?
I got my homeboys, the Tampa Bay Bucks at 17. Are you up and coming? I got the Bears, my loved Bears at 16. I like Houston at 15, Miami at 14, and I got Oakland at 13, Fresh.
You know what? And both of y'all had the Bears kind of low, lower than I had them. Look, at 16 and at 20, y'all just like the rest of these people right here. don't believe in what we're doing. We're sitting at 5-3, 5-4, the eighth best record, ninth best record in the league, and nobody still don't believe that we're going to do it. I guess we just got to keep showing people that we're going to do it. But from 17 to 13, this is what I got. I agree. Fresh, you had San Diego at 18. I got them at 17. I had Houston at 18. So we was kind of on the same page there. I have Miami exactly where you have them at, Fresh, at number 16. It's a reverse order with Tampa, KC, and Oakland. I got Tampa sitting at 15. I like this Tampa team, but Atlanta just showed them that they're not the best team in the NFC. This Kansas City team, I like them, but I still don't believe in them. I'm still not a believer yet until they can go and get a real, real good quality win like they got at like they almost did in Indianapolis. Oakland, this is a team that's on the rise. I don't know what happened out there. I don't know what started to click for this team, but something is clicking for this team, and they're sitting at number 13 on my power rankings list. From 12 to number 8 for me, I have Chicago Bears right here at number 12, and that's just because I was trying not to be a homer. at number 11, I have Philadelphia. This is a team that has two quarterbacks that could take them to the promised land. Mike Vick is probably the best one, and he showed that. Tennessee at number 10, Indianapolis sitting at number 9, and it's not the same Indianapolis teams that of old. And then I have Green Bay. Fresh, where you at with your 12 to 8?
With my 12 to 8 days, I have the Tennessee Titans coming in at 12. At 11, I have the Colts. Because the Colts, I mean, Dale, you say that they're not the team of old, but one thing about it, they still have that old quarterback, and he can just make things happen. And Reggie Wayne is, I think, the third leading receiver in the NFL, so I'm got to keep believing in those guys. The 10th pick, the Packers. The Packers falling off with the number 10th pick overall because I think the Packers with Clay Matthews and the boys. Say that again.
That's the way you have 12-8.
I got my beloved KC, Kansas City Chiefs. They going all the way to the playoffs. The Green Bay Packers at 11. The Tennessee Titans at 10. And the Indianapolis Colts at 9. And the New York Jets at 8.
All right. And I got I'm going to go from 7 all the way to number 1 with New Orleans being my 7th team. The New York Jets, they have fallen to me. That's not a real good team. Don't have a real good quarterback playing that position right now, but he's still young. So New York Jets, and you got New York Giants at number 5. New England sitting at number 4. Atlanta is the team to watch out for. They might be the best team in the NFL, but I got them at number 3 right now with number two being Pittsburgh and number one being Baltimore. Just playing the best football in the league, and that's what I said a couple weeks ago about this team. I said that they would beat Miami last week because they were the best team, and they ended up doing that. Lester, where you at from seven on up?
Tell you what, my number seven team, I like the team you said it might be the best in the NFC, the Falcons. I like New Orleans at six.
That low?
Yeah, that low. I think Philadelphia is at number five. I think Philly's better than Atlanta. I got New England at four. I got the Baltimore Ravens at number three. I got the Steelers at number two. And everybody heard it from me fresh. You and Fresh heard it from me first.
Giants?
The New York Giants are number one team in the NFL.
Scott, me and you on the same page, brother.
Oh, man, both of y'all done went crazy. Fresh, where you at from number seven on up?
Man, seven, I'm going Michael Vick and the Eagles. Six, the Falcons, Dez. They did prove something, but they're still number six. The Jets at five. The Patriots at four because I don't care they lost the game. Cleveland Browns, they still have Tom Brady. Ray Lewis and the boys, number three. The Steelers are number two. And the Giants with that defense and pick your poison offense at number one.
You've been looking at my crystal ball.
You know what? And it's something that's ironic that's happened with the Giants. Just like when they won a Super Bowl a few years ago, beat New England. And they were sitting at 1-2. People were talking about the coach that had lost the team. You had Rondé Barber, who just had retired. I mean, Tiki Barber, who just had retired, say that this team was done. They was finished. Too much chaos. You know what? That's the same thing that happened this year. They sitting at 1-2, a whole bunch of disarray. Tiki Barber come from the broadcast booth and started saying that this team is finished. Now they ran off five in a row. They very well might be the best team in the NFL. I just want to see it right now, but we'll see towards the end of the season. And we'll see you when we come right back. This is Sports for Life Conduct.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You already get the general sports headlines and discussion on TV and radio. Tune in to The Blueprint with Randall Gatewood. Yeah, we'll cover all the general big name stuff too, but we go beyond the typical sports radio show to bring you the details you don't get anywhere else. We'll talk about the inspirational stories and the little known successes. If you want creativity, The Blueprint is the place to be. Tune in every Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
It's football, pop culture, and everything in between. Get ready for The Game Plan with Anthony Herron, a.k.a. Big Ant. Anthony has a background in college and professional football and brings the player, coach, and broadcaster perspective to this weekly roundup of the top sports news and events. Big Ant wants to hear from you, too. Tune in to The Game Plan with Anthony Herron every Tuesday afternoon at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, 2 p.m. Pacific. Time on the Voice America Sports Channel. It's game time.
The IS Outdoors Talk Radio Show brings two well-known outdoorsmen to the Voice America Network. We talk about everything from new sporting gear, places to hunt and fish, and how to get more from your recreation time. Join hosts Brock Ray and Don Kirk with their combined experience of 60 years in the woods. Brock and Don have traveled widely, creating TV shows and writing articles on hunting and fishing. Blessed with down-home humor, they're also well-versed in environmental concerns, firearms ownership, and animal rights issues. Tune in every Thursday morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time to IS Outdoors with Brock Ray and Don Kirk, right here on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
You're listening to Sportsmanlike Conduct with Dez Clark, Paul Fresh Clark, and Lester Scudder Davis. If you want in on the action, please call into the show at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Now, back to Sportsmanlike Conduct.
Along with Lester Scudder Davis and Paul Fresh Clark, I'm Dez Clark. And when you have Lester and Paul agreeing on something, something must not be right because they never agree. They kind of like Fred and Esther from The Sanford and Son. And, you know, you get a lot of you big dummies in there and everything else. These two dudes don't never agree. So y'all two basically agreeing that the New York Giants is the number one team in the league right now.
Yeah, you have it, Dez. The
no
man
doubt about it.
Got it going on.
Yeah.
I might be the big dummy, but we'll see when it come down to the end of the season. We all review this conversation. But let's go on to the college ranks. Right now, Oregon is sitting at number one in the BCS. Fresh, tell me, is there a chance that somebody else besides Oregon, only way I don't see them being number one is they lose to Arizona. I don't think that's going to happen. Do you who's going to play them in the BCS championship game? Do you like Auburn to run the table, or do you see somebody leaping over a TCU or Boise State, or do you like TCU or Boise State to be there?
Dez, if LSU continue on the path that they're on, LSU will play Oregon for the national championship because Scudder, Roll Tide, go knock off Auburn and Cameron Newton and the boys.
Well, but first, even if Roll Tide beat Cameron Newton and the boys, Cameron Newton and the boys still are in the SEC championship game because they beat LSU, and Auburn, LSU, and Alabama, they all in the same, they're in that Western division. So even if Alabama beat Auburn, Alabama got two losses in the SEC right now, and Auburn get the tiebreaker over LSU. So
right.
Auburn is going to be there in the SEC championship game.
The thing about it is it's about timing when you lose. So if Alabama beats Auburn the last game of the year, true enough, Auburn can still come back and play in the SEC championship game. But depending on how far Auburn falls, it'll come down to the computers.
Yeah, the only way that'll happen is LSU, like I said, beat Auburn, and then they leapfrog over Boise State and TCU off of that victory alone because they won't have any more wins to accumulate, no championship game to play in to actually jump over another team besides trying to beat hoping. Hold on. No, Fresh, they only play Arkansas, so they can't – I don't see them doing it now that I'm looking at my notes. Arkansas is the only ranked team that they play at number 15.
LSU.
So I don't see them jumping anybody. Even if Auburn do lose, I think they still be behind Boise State and TCU. Maybe they jump Boise State, but they're not going to jump TCU.
Well, can they have a three-way tie for the West Division if Auburn loses to Alabama?
No, because it'll be Auburn and LSU both with one loss. But Auburn beat LSU head-to-head. So Auburn goes to the championship game.
And LSU beat Alabama, though.
But Alabama got two losses.
Okay, I got you.
You know what I'm saying? So that don't even matter with Alabama.
Right.
Yeah, so I don't see how LSU would be able to jump Boise State because Boise State still play a number 21 Nevada team and a tough Fresno team. And this Nevada and Fresno team actually play this week, and I bet Boise State hoping that Nevada wins and Fresno go to 6-3. So they can have that quality win over a ranked team, and they can stay on top of LSU that way because, you know, neither one of these two teams have no more than one tough game.
Right, and you're right. They don't have but one tough game. But I smell something fishy about to happen, Dez, because if all of this goes down, can you possibly see Oregon losing to Arizona or someone late in the season and TCU and Boise playing for the championship?
No, I don't think they'll let that happen. But you know what? I hope it do happen. I hope Arizona beat Oregon, not because I don't like Oregon or anything like that. I just want to see this TCU. I think this TCU team might be the best team in the nation. The way they just beat up on Utah out there, this is the best defense in the nation, and they could beat anybody. Not only can they beat anybody, I think they just as good as anybody, and not just one of those any given Saturday type scenarios. No, if they played them three times or seven times, they'll probably beat them four out of seven times. That's how I'm looking at it. Lester, do you see any of these teams coming up to play Oregon in the national championship game, or how do you see that scenario playing out?
I'm looking at it just the way the BCS stands today. Oregon number one, Auburn number two. Fresh, you can forget about anybody knocking Auburn off before they get to that national championship game. These guys are going to step. They're going to rally behind Cam Newton, and this Auburn team is going to be on a fresh roll. And I want to see them in Oregon play. I want to see
them. Cam going to knock them off.
You forget that. But tell you what, back to TCU, Dez, I got to agree with you. I think they're the most fundamentally sound, one of the toughest defense in the country. A good, solid quarterback. But you know what? They still ain't going. It's a shame they won't. And this is why everybody crying about a playoff. We need to play off.
Okay, let's say that the standings stay like they are. 1-2, 3-4 with TCU being 3-4. They can't have these two teams play each other again this year like they did last year.
You're right, Dez. LSU or somebody from the SEC has to play one of these teams.
Yeah, and I want to see how these, regardless of how it all shake out, I don't see TCU or Boise State losing a game. They're gonna play one of these other BCS schools, and I'm telling you that they could hold their own with these schools. When you look at other schools that may have a chance to creep up in there, we kind of count LSU out just by virtue of tiebreakers and that kind of stuff. You look at a Stanford team that's in that number six. They don't have any more tough games. Oregon State, yeah, is okay, but they don't have a championship game either. Wisconsin, sitting at number seven. They don't have a championship game to boast anything. Nebraska, though, they do play number 25, Texas A&M. Will that be enough to catapult them above one of these other teams? I don't know, but they do have a championship game also that they play at the end of the year for us. So this Nebraska team could have an outside chance.
Yeah, they can't have an outside chance there. And one team I don't feel sorry for is the Ohio State Buckeyes. You know, I like every time I can stick to those guys because they whoop my canes and I'm still bitter.
Well, hey, you just call like you said. And this team, Ohio State, really don't have a shot at all because they don't have the benefit of the Big Ten don't have a championship game. They will next year, so they're going to suffer for that. And, you know, Wisconsin is the best team in the Big Ten right now, so I see them going to that BCS championship game and Ohio State going to a regular old bowl game, which won't be very much fun for them.
No, it won't be fun for them. Those guys used to playing in BCS bowls, and they used to putting up millions in the bank account. They would never be satisfied with a regular Outback Bowl.
There's not a whole lot of games out there in the college ranks that kind of make you want to watch. Mississippi State, a surprising team, versus Alabama. South Carolina versus Florida, all old ball coach going back. But Baltimore versus Atlanta, two of the best teams in the league, Fresh. Who you got, Baltimore or Atlanta this week?
Dez, I'm going with Baltimore because Atlanta proved that they was tough, but I don't know if they tough enough to beat the Ray Lewis Ravens. I'm going with Baltimore 20-17.
Wow.
Lester, Scudder Davis, how you see this game shaking out?
Oh, I think this is going to be a great team, and both of these teams mirror each other. Both got two nice young quarterbacks, two great running games, but this is the difference. Ray Lewis in the defense, a tad bit higher than the Falcons' defense. I like the Ravens, 17-10.
Give me Baltimore 24-17 over Atlanta. Tennessee versus Miami. I got Tennessee 31, Miami 17. They're going to ride the legs of CJ. But guess what? Guess who's the highest-rated quarterback in the NFL? Yes, that's right. Your boy Vince Young. I like them 31-17. Fresh, how you like this game?
Dez, I like them the same way, and not because Vince Young. Hello, Randy Moss. Coming off a bye, these guys are energized, ready to make a run. Tennessee, big, just like you said, Dez, probably 28-14.
Got it. Give me the score.
35-17, Tennessee. Randy Moss, two big, long touchdowns.
We all got Tennessee, and you all just had sportsmanlike conduct, and you can get us back next week, same time, same station. We'll see you next week, sportsmanlike conduct. I'm a showstopper, got everybody stopping. You steady bone, got everybody rocking. Bro, put your swag in the shower, put your swag, do it.
Thanks again for joining us on this week's edition of Sportsmanlike Conduct. Be sure to come back next Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time, 6 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Sports Channel. Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com.
The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.